to the big impeachment tailgate party. It's about to be the Schiff show. Literally, Adam Schiff leading the impeachment inquiry, officially starting sometime tomorrow, most likely. It's unbelievable. Here are three big things you need to know right now on Wednesday, October 30th, 2019. Number three, in Denver, the snow already piling up. It's only October. It's the most snow they've seen in more than 20 years at this time on the calendar. I'm telling you, a big, ugly winter is on the way. Number two, Joe Biden slips sliding away in the polls. The Granite State, New Hampshire, crumbling around him. And number one, as we started, the Democrats putting the finishing touches on an impeachment probe that will put Adam Schiff in charge. That's right. It's a Schiff show from here out. And everybody's taking this seriously on the Democratic side. And we keep having these witnesses come in and give their opinion about a phone call between President Trump and the president of Ukraine. We already know what was in the phone call. We've seen the memo weeks ago. We've seen the transcript, if you will. And Adam Schiff and all of these Democrats, Adam Schiff, the same guy who went out and lied blatantly to you, the American public, about what was in the phone call, is in charge of trying to undo a duly elected president of the United States. For what? Because they don't like him. For political reasons only. That's all this is. It's all it will ever be. No crime has been committed here. And because you have a bunch of lifelong bureaucrats giving their opinion of what the phone call could have meant, might have meant to them at the time, it's irrelevant. It's what it meant to the president of Ukraine or the president of the United States. Oh, and by the way, here's something for you. If there was a quid pro quo, as the Democrats claim, even though Adam Schiff says it's not necessary, if there was a quid pro quo demanded in the phone call, which there wasn't, but if there were, what did the Ukrainians do to release the foreign aid money? What did they do to fulfill the obligation under the quid pro quo to get the money to flow? And the answer is they didn't do anything. Nothing changed because they didn't even know the money was being held up. And the money wasn't held up for that reason. It was held up because of corruption in Ukraine, some of which, by the way, does lead back to Joe and Hunter Biden. It also, that corruption leads to China and Romania and pretty much everywhere that Hunter Biden went. Can you imagine making hundreds of millions of dollars because that's your name? Wouldn't life be grand? But as this impeachment inquiry rolls on, we'll see if the Democrats have overplayed their hand. I believe they have. This will be the end of the Democrats because the other problem they have is Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders. They have nothing to offer the American voters at this time. Unless, of course, Hillary Clinton comes back, which, by the way, would be a gift to everybody in this profession. A gift to me, certainly. I mean, can you imagine unwrapping every day Hillary Clinton's comments, her slip and falls, her strange gestures, her coughing fits? It'll all be back in the news. That'll be a gift to a guy like me. Anyhow, some fatigue, I realize. But here's the deal. The resolution backed by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hands the impeachment process power to Adam Schiff and his committee. The House Intelligence Committee would go through the witnesses. It would give Republicans the opportunity to request testimony, to request documents, but it would be up to the Democrats as to whether they get anything. So don't expect much of anything to happen. I can say this. There's not going to be an impeachment vote. At least it would be horrendously ridiculous to have an impeachment vote by Thanksgiving as they had tried, or a trial by Christmas. And at this point, is there any chance at all, if the House Democrats are successful, is there any chance at all that the president would be removed from office? And as it stands today, none whatsoever. Let's go to Republican Senator David Perdue of North Carolina. Among a host of Republicans that continue to call the impeachment push a farce, and he says there is no way in hell that this president would ever be removed by the Senate. It's bite number one with Senator Perdue. Bite one. Go.
Look, we all know there's nothing that rises to the level of impeachment in this, and we've been calling for a better process that is consistent with the last three instances of this sort of investigation. Look, they are trying to get an outcome here. They're not interested in the truth. And the last thing, this is another example, Brett, of just the sheer obstructionism this president has endured for 3 years. As a matter of fact, the Washington Post headline on the day President Trump was inaugurated, January 20th, 2017, said that the campaign for the impeachment of this president has already begun.
Think about that, what he just said, which is accurate. On January 20th, 2017, the impeachment efforts were already underway against this president. He hadn't even been inaugurated. And the Democrats were trying to figure out how to get him removed from office. Why? Because as the senator aptly pointed out, they're looking for an outcome. They don't care about the truth. They don't care about right and wrong. They don't care about integrity. They don't care about process. They don't care about America long term. They care about power today. Power today. And it reminds me of what Lindsey Graham said not that long ago. All you want is power, and God, I hope you never get it. Because do you think that these folks that are willing to run over a president and 63 million voters care much about you, the average citizen? Let's be honest. They don't. It's about power and control. And they don't like the fact that this president has disrupted the apple cart. This president has upset the apple cart and the gravy train is off the tracks. How dare him? By the way, Devin Nunes, one of the most vocal critics of the entire impeachment process, also weighing in yesterday. I want you to hear what Devin Nunes had to say. As you know, I sat down with Devin Nunes not long ago, had a great conversation. We're going to have him back on the program soon, because he is so level-headed and calm and honest. And you talk about integrity. Here's a guy that has integrity. Devin Nunes didn't come from some lobbying firm. He didn't come from some law firm. He's a farmer. He's a guy who made his living honestly before going to Congress. Here's Devin Nunes, bite number three on impeachment. Bite three. Go.
What I've been trying to tell my colleagues, that if these are mainstream reporters and they're out there asking you questions about conspiracy theories about Trump, and, you know, what do you think about, did you send anybody to this place? I mean, every day is a new conspiracy theory. And when I walk down the halls, I have to continue to tell these reporters that, look, I'm not going to talk to you in this lifetime or the next, because these aren't real reporters. They're assassins. They're assassins that are taking information from the Democrats on the Intelligence Committee, and they're spreading it out there. And so,
well, they're DNC operatives, obviously.
They're operatives, yeah. And we need a free press. We need a free and fair press, but that's not what we have today.
It's not what we have today. What we have is a press corps that is in line and has an allegiance to the Democratic talking points. You have a press corps that went to the same colleges and attended the same parties, went to the same fraternities and sororities, and they're buddies. And they're all on the same page, and they think they're doing the greater good somehow by tearing down the First Amendment, by destroying the Second Amendment, by using the impeachment process in a political way to tear down a president, even though he has committed no crime that would justify such a thing. Impeachment is a political matter. That's why the founders made it so difficult to remove a president. It takes 67 votes in the Senate. That would take 30 Republican senators to get on board. It's not going to happen, but in the meantime, it will tear this country further and further apart. 14 after on a Wednesday. We'll be right back.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Maurer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.